Penelope. Walking down a riverbank, Seine or Thames, I stopped to sit in a wrought-iron waffle chair, the kind that leaves its imprint on your skin. Soon the waiter answered my hello with yes. I asked for dark coffee. He brought me instead an odorless glass of light, which I promptly spilled all over myself, an iridescent mess. When I woke up, the bed's edge was far from me, a distant precipice over which I might fall. But I hauled myself, a small and pulsing thing, a monster, out from under. I brushed my teeth. I opened the curtains. I went on waiting.